This week is Parsha Shuva. We're holding a service in Shuva, Tov Shin Pei Gimel. Shabbos Shuva, Shuva Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokecho, Ki Choshalto Ba'avonecho. As a mitzvah's essence, these 10 days that are called a service in Shuva, to be Choizo B'Shuva. We have a mitzvah to be Choizo B'Shuva. And the Mefarshim explain what is called Choizo B'Shuva. How you choizo b'tshuva? So if you're not frum, you become frum. It's very clear. But a regular person is okay. You know, here and there he misses out. So we have a yisoid from Rabbi Seinu that is called kabbalas. It's not enough you're saying, I will be better. You know you will not. You take a little kabbalah and you make yourself a kabbalah. For example, you feel like your benching is not a good benching. You say, next year I will bench from a bencher. So my Kabbalah is that I'm benching this year from a bench. But what happens when I don't have a bench? So if I have a phone and you're allowed to look in that phone, I could find a bench in the phone. But if I don't have, I'm in Shabbos and I'm somewhere, I don't have a bench. So what I do? So in my Kabbalah I say, okay, so I will ask someone near me to borrow his bench. Or if it's in a shul, in the dining room, I will go up to the shul and I will use a bench. And if not, I will not wash, or I will wash. The Kabbalah has to be crystal fixed, that you know that you could keep that Kabbalah. And you have to plan on what would be in the case that I don't have. Or for example, a person, if he finds himself talking and davening the whole time, he will say, I will never talk again. It doesn't work. He says, in Shachris I don't talk anymore. Or a guy says he misses Minyan the whole time. He takes on himself that I will not miss Minyan one davening. And he takes the easier one that he knows that he could fix. Sometimes it's too much for him. I'm taking it myself, Shabbos, I will not miss Minyan. The idea of the Kabbalah is something that you know that with that you will change. Now listen carefully. In the beginning, Yitzhak will tell you, leave missing capital, I'm done with that. Slowly, slowly, you will decide that you're doing Kabbalahs. Then the Yitzhak, I know him very close, he sits by me the whole time, he switches aside and he comes near you. And he has a good idea. You fight with your father, call your father once a day. Your mother, call your mother twice a day. Your grandfather, five times a day. Then you talk to Shnoi, learn Chofetz Chaim. Then you lie, learn Sefer HaNemes. Then go to the mikveh every five times a day. What he does, he comes with a lot of ideas, till your carriage is full with ideas. He knows after Yom Kippur you're not keeping even one. Reb Chatzkel Levenstein said, what he does in Yom Kippur, he has all different ideas. But in Ne'ile, he peels them off to be left with 4 to 5 Kabbalahs that he knows that he could keep them. And he knows that there are master ones. I was like, I'm a Kabbalah and Kol Nidre to stand. Will that change your life? I could have a Kabbalah not to talk with Philip. That could be a good Kabbalah. I don't take out my phone during the davening. It's off. That's in my, it vibrates and I have a... Everyone has little things. If Hashem sees that you take on yourself Kabbalahs, again, first you will not want to do it. It will be hard for you to find ideas. In the minute you will find good ideas, the Yitzhak will become your friend and he will give you tons and tons. Because he knows when you have a lot and then you don't keep even one. For example, a person wants to learn, but he never learns. Take out a Kabbalah to learn Daf HaYomi. It doesn't work for him. Take out a Kabbalah to join a shir. He wants to take out a machine that he has in his house. Go over to your wife now and say, we're taking it out. Because he knows later he will not do it. Remember, tshuva is to have charote, to want to be a new person. But if you don't have a plan how, it's not called a tshuva. You have to have a Kabbalah. So again, you can't have a Kabbalah on everything. So you first you think about, now I want to tell you something very interesting. Normally when I give a WhatsApp, I think maybe it's Bittul Torah, maybe I'm stalking. Now when I'm talking and you are listening, you mekayim mitzvahs ese for lachzor b'tshuva. To think what I will do, maybe this, maybe that. That is the cheftze. The chefzev chazor b'tshuva. It's like eating matzah. I'm talking to you now, I'm eating matzah. I'm thinking about ideas. When you sit over Yom Kippur, when you sit tonight in your bed, and you think about what I said now, and you try to think about something, you mekayem mitzvas eser v'shavto ad Hashem Elokecha. So don't use this time for nothing. Try to think 4 to 5 Kabbalahs. Rabbeisai, 4 to 5 Kabbalahs. That will change your life. I remember one year my Kabbalah was to take a walk with my wife once a week. I felt that would make me much calm. I don't know if I kept the Kabbalah, but I took on that Kabbalah. A person can take a Kabbalah and have to read news before davening. There's a lot of Kabbalahs but to be Mekabel. The guy gets angry. Some guy told me, but I can't. I said, Mekabel, till Chanukah I don't get angry. It's also a Kabbalah. Remember, it'll be very hard for you to find them. But when you find them, the Yitzhak will start to put more bags on your carriage. Remember to be left with 4. And I want to give you a bracha. Shabbos tshuva, Rabbi Yisrael. The person in the Moshe Shabbos is very shvach to him. Every time he jumps out of the shower, like shkia time. Make a Kabbalah this year. 10 minutes before Lech Benchin, I don't do meloche. Just don't say the whole family. You want to be if you're stuck, so your wife will help you. But you have a Kabbalah. Shabbos, 10 minutes before I'm ready. So when Shabbos comes, I'm relaxed. It will change my whole Shabbos. Good Shabbos.